Brendan, first of all, congratulations. Just holding the Seamus McGeady Special Award for Footballer of the Year in the Donegal Club Championship. A great accolade, a great honour.
It's a great honour, Tom, to get it, all right. It was a surprise, to be honest, to get it. It's a great honour for me to receive it. Being honest, I could have went to any of the lads in the team, to be honest. So I was just delighted that... I was selected, and it's a great honour.
Yeah, well, I think most people might have picked you from way up, because obviously you had a fantastic county final, but you had a great season, hadn't you, overall?
I suppose looking back, I probably had a strong enough year compared to the last couple of years. Probably when I was fit and all the injuries were cleared up, I was feeling good, and thankfully I was able to put in a couple of performances and... backed them up, so a bit of consistency helped.
Yeah, because that was the thing about it. For the last couple of years, you've been dogged with injuries, haven't you?
I've had a couple of hamstring injuries there, and I've kind of been stop start, and a couple of 2 years in a row with a rib injury and stuff, so it kind of derails the season. So I've been able to get a couple of months back to back together, you know, it definitely helps. And
did the split season make that maybe a bit easier, did it?
Possibly could, yeah, you know, but I suppose this year I was able to train from January right through, so I think for that alone it really helped me, whereas I think the other 2 years were kind of with COVID and stuff, it seemed to pick up the injuries then.
Yeah. Great to win the final again after last year's disappointment, obviously.
It was a great day for us. It was something that we wanted to achieve from the start of the year, and I know everybody outside the team didn't give us much of a hope, but we knew ourselves if we get back to the decider with Unions, we would we'd be there right at the end, and thankfully we had enough. I know it was the minimum at the end, but we had enough to get over the line.
And it's been a great thing for yourself back there in 2005, 17 seasons and still going strong, as they're saying. Wine gets better with maturity.
Well, we're still there anyway. Listen, it's a nice place to be involved in with the young lads coming through there too. They make it very easy and very enjoyable to go down and play your football. I think if we were struggling, it would be harder to get a man out. So I have to thank the team. I have to thank Martin, the management, and the players that's there too. They make it very, very easy to come down.
I know Martin hung up the manager's bib this time last year. It was good to get him back.
It was great. To be honest, he's the glue that holds everything together there, the whole club, to being honest. And everybody's eating out of his palm, like the older lads and the young lads too. And everybody wants to do their best for him. And the effort that he puts in, and he puts his life on hold really for the team and for the club, and it's just as great to reward him too at the end of the day.
Well, 35 this year, well, obviously there'll be a lot of people maybe thinking of hanging up the boots, but I think Messi's going for a World Cup this weekend, so he's 35, isn't
he? He is.
So obviously another year or two in you?
We'll see, we'll get over Christmas anyway, Tom, and we'll see after that. So we'll enjoy this year now and get the dinner dance over us and see after that then.
Congratulations again, thank you. Totally deserved, Brendan.
Thank you, Tom.